This is Esther Lovejoy with some thoughts about the true God on today's View from the Sparrow's Nest. When my granddaughter was little, she and her friend were sitting on the floor building things out of those chunky preschool Legos. Her friend looked at what she had made and said proudly, "Look, I made Jesus." Tanner, glancing at her own Lego creation, which was considerably larger, said, "Well, I made the whole God." Those of us watching couldn't help but laugh at this innocent exchange. But I think about that occasionally, and I wonder if we aren't guilty of doing the same thing sometimes. We pick up the attributes and characteristics of God that we like or are comfortable with. We put them together, and we declare it to be the whole God. But God can't be formed by us, by our own thoughts or preferences. We can't build him to be what we would like him to be. The wonder of God is that he is who he is, and he's so much greater than anything that we could put together, even with our grandest and most profound thoughts. To leave out some of his characteristics that we find difficult or unsettling is like stacking together chunky Legos and thinking that we have the whole God. The true God is made up of a perfect blend of attributes that make him worthy of our worship. Don't build your own God. Ask the true God to reveal all of himself to you. He's better than anything you can imagine. This is Esther Lovejoy. You can hear this and other radio blogs on viewfromthesparrowsnest.com.